Why are there ridges on Reese's peanut butter cups? Probably so they never slip from her hands. Could you imagine? I'd lose it. Luckily, Reese's thought about that. Wonder what else they think about. Probably chocolate and peanut butter.
Hey, Mom. What if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bedmaking so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show Lucy Thackeray, who's a deputy head of travel at The Independent, who says there is nothing wrong with going to the same holiday destination year after year. Lucy, you're very welcome to the show. You don't think it's fair that we shame these people who go back to the same spot, is it?
No, I don't think it's fair at all. And I think, moreover, going back to the same place over and over again can be absolutely brilliant.
So what's the selling point then of going back to the same place? What's the pitch?
Well, my pitch is, you know, travel can be very stressful. And there's two types of holidays, really. There's one type where you want to go and see a world wonder, or you want to go and see, you know, the architectural wonders of Florence or learn something. But there's equally a type of holiday we all need where we just recharge. And I think that's the type of holiday a lot of people need right now, you know, with COVID, you know, just in the recent past. So my feeling is that going back somewhere you've been before, it's familiar, you've got no horrible surprises, you know how you're going to get there, where you want to stay, maybe where you want to eat. And if you find somewhere that suits you, I just think there's absolutely no shame in going back and again, and I don't really like snobbery around it.
Yeah, there is a kind of a looking down the nose, isn't there, at people for not broadening their horizons. That's often the phrase used.
Yeah, I mean, I've never understood it. I mean, I will say I've been back to the same bit of Greece probably more than 10 times in the last 20 years. And, you know, I absolutely love it. It just suits me. It suits my family. But I've also been to other places in that time. So I do understand that, you know, the itch to go somewhere new. But I just think people are underestimating how brilliant it can be, you know, in a if it ain't broke, don't fix it sort of way, to find somewhere that fits you perfectly.
So some people are just incurable snobs, though, Lucy. I mean, the same people would probably look down their nose at people who maybe go to different places, but they just go to a kind of a resort and lie by the pool. They say, oh, that's not me. I couldn't lie by the pool all day. I have to go off and I have to immerse myself in local culture. Visit the local cathedral, even. There's some mural from the 14th century that I simply must see.
Well, I would say the two aren't mutually exclusive. I mean, this bit of Greece I've been going back to in the Peloponnese, you know, they've got so many things within a few hours drive. If you did want to go and see, you can go and see the original site of the original Olympic Games in ancient Greece. You can go and see Byzantine monasteries if you want to, but you can also just lie by the beach. I think choice is a wonderful thing. So if you find somewhere that you feel, you know, has all of these options, I also think you get to know somewhere better going back every year or every couple of years even. You know, you would never really get under the skin of somewhere if you went there once for 1 week.
There'd be people as well who they might just find it exhausting, the idea of getting out and about every day. Maybe they've got particularly active jobs the rest of the year, and the idea of a holiday for them isn't necessarily immersing themselves in local culture. It's just lying down.
Yeah, and that's fine too. I mean, I've always been, you know, I think quite a lone voice in our industry for just lazy travel. I mean, that's why a lot of people go anywhere, for a bit of sunshine and a bit of restorative lying by the pool with a book. And there's absolutely no reason that you should do anything more active than that on a trip. You know, that could be completely somebody else's bag. So I think we should all know why we go on holiday and book somewhere that, you know, serves that purpose first and foremost. And, you know, don't really worry about what anyone else thinks.
Do you think it going back as well, Lucy, to the same spot suits people at particular times in their life? And why I'm asking that is we've gone back to Killarney in County Kerry for the last 3 years, and possibly next year. We haven't planned that far ahead. And it's because we've got young kids, and there's just a kind of a security in knowing where you're going and knowing that the place is safe and knowing what they can get up to. And there's just an ease of management around the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, my family's place in Greece, we found when I was six. We've been back as teenagers. We took grandparents there. My parents are now grandparents to the next generation. It just seems to suit all ages for us, but it is, above all, you know, a non-stressful holiday, which is, you know, arguably what anybody wants. But yeah, my mother retired this year. It's the first place she wants to go after she's retired because, you know, she's really, you know, recovering from decades of work. So yeah, I think that's absolutely true, particularly staycations. If you want to stay in your own country, I think, you know, it can be a wonderful thing if you find somewhere that's just your little pocket of, you know, whether that's seaside or countryside. I think it can be a really rewarding thing to have that kind of home from home.
Yeah, it kind of, this, because that home from home discussion, then this is where the debate spins off too, doesn't it? And the kind of fantasy conversation lots of us have about, you know, if we won a few quid or whatever in the morning, whether you'd buy a holiday home somewhere. And if you have enough time for it to be a home away from home, there's value in it. If you can only get out there for kind of 2 weeks a year, you're just paying for the same holiday every year when you could go other places. I know we're talking about the value of going to the same place, but you know, that's the trade-off. Yeah. That's the way people weigh this up.
I think this is in a way why some people don't buy a second home, you know, not that I could afford one if I wanted one, but if that was your budget, that does slightly tie you to that place, which makes it a different thing. But I think going back voluntarily lots of years, maybe most years, but maybe not every year, you know the people. I mean, it's amazing to be able to walk into a restaurant and you see the same guy who's run it for 20 years. Next year will be 30 years since we first went. And, you know, and then, you know, their son and he's taking over and you've got friends on the ground. It's very much like going to visit somewhere you used to live. So, yeah, I think it's take the snobbery out of it and it can be a really wonderful, rewarding thing.
I know. I know in the year as well of climate change and climate crisis, we're possibly meant to be encouraging people to stay local and fly less. But if we'll just park that for a moment, the fact is the world has gotten smaller, and whether you're travelling from the UK or from Ireland, it is a short hop to so many different cities around Europe. And the city break is obviously much more of a thing now than it was when I was a kid. Certainly when my parents were younger. So there is again an argument in favour of maybe going back to the same place for the big holiday, as it were, and you can always dip your toe with a couple of days away here and there.
I agree. I think a city break is a great way to get a sort of high energy fix of culture and art, go to museums, you know, really see something, take lots of photos. But then, yeah, personally for me, and I can't speak for everybody, I need a holiday that is just recharging. And for me, going back to the same place does it every time. And actually, I've been back just to Greece a lot, not necessarily this same one beach town, but to the country, because I find it very relaxing. I find it, you know, I sort of instantly understand the customs and the cost of living there. And, you know, there's nothing to trip me up. It's wonderful. And I'd highly recommend finding a favourite country and going back lots.
I wonder as well, you know, given that point, that final point about the costs of everything there and there being no hidden pitfalls, nothing to trip you up, will there be an added attractiveness in going back to the familiar and sticking with it over the next year, 2 years, when money is so much tighter? You know, this cost of living crisis and the UK slipping into recession, other countries, including Ireland, likely at some point to slip into recession too.
Yeah, I think value is more important than ever. And even though, you know, the headlines might be telling you that long haul destinations are back, they are back. And I very much want to go to some of them. But because not every flight route has returned and because airlines have been hit hard, prices are still quite high. And it can be quite hard logistically to plan a trip to somewhere. You know, one of my other favorite countries is Japan. Somewhere like Japan will be tricky, even once that opens up fully, hopefully in autumn. I think we will have a renaissance, both in a vacations in your own country and short haul, you know, making the most of short haul. Europe's a huge place. I mean, there are places that are really untapped, like sort of Albania, Montenegro, that have a lot of the charms of the places we know and love. But, you know, that will be a brand new country to explore as well.
So, Lucy, the message today is what you do you and just ignore the snobs out there.
Absolutely ignore the snobs. And why are you going on holiday? You know, talk to yourself first, talk to your family. What do you want out of it? Not everybody wants the big, you know, shake up and multi-stop tour. Some people want to rest.
Lucy Thackeray, travel journalist at The Independent, the London's Independent, not our own. Lucy, thanks a million for speaking to us. Thank you as well for your time. If you want to read that piece she wrote, you can find it there in theindependent.co.uk. Now, time for this.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4:00. on News Talk.
Hey, Mom, what if making the bed wasn't a daily battle? Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bedmaking so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.